And now this is a dictation for Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L-L, Nordin, N-O-R-D-I-N, September 30, 56, address as a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, N-P, 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, follow up for Mrs. Nordin, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, bipolar disorder, last visit in May. She's having worsening of unsteadiness with multiple falling episodes without localized focal deficits, nothing to suggest trauma fracture, did not go to the emergency room. She complains of severe neuropathy, bilateral lower extremities up to the knee and also on her hands. Follows with Dr. Zhao, Z-H-A-O. She's requesting second opinion from Dr. Shaik, S-H-A-I-K. Has had prior accident with trauma to the cervical area. She has chronic edema, denies vomiting, dysphagia, isolated diarrhea without bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, recently no chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea, no pyrrole material hemoptysis, no gross orthopnea. She's wearing a cervical collar, soft type. Diabetes appears improved, last A1C at 7.2, at home in the morning 110s, 120s. Patient very frustrated about her multiple issues and living alone. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight metoprolol as the only blood pressure medicine. Prior HCTC discontinued because of low sodium concentration. Takes a number of medications for her psychiatry disorder. Is also on bronchodilators, narcotics, insulin Lentus and metformin, bicarbonate replacement, Topamax. Started on Crestor cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure today low, 94 over 60 on the right, 90 over 60 on the left. There was some degree of postural blood pressure drops, about 10 points. Systolic and 14 points diastolic. I do not hear localized RALS, wheezes, no consolidation, pleural effusion, appears regular bradycardic, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, minor edema, no ulcers. Pressure of speech, alert oriented time free, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia, unsteadiness but no focal weakness. Next paragraph, chemistry, November creatinine 1.7, she's been between 1.3 and 1.7. Sodium, potassium, normal mild metabolic acidosis, and normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, present GFR 31, stage 3B, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.7 with an MCV of 89. Prior normal size kidneys without obstruction and no evidence of urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Next number, prior low sodium concentration, back to normal of HCTC. Next number, low blood pressure, symptomatic, systolic blood pressure drop did not reach 20 points significant. Diastolic, however, it reached more than 10 points, which might be contributing to her unsteadiness, besides the upper lower extremities neuropathy, which is in work out by neurologists. the concern from prior trauma to the cervical area, if there is any cervical disc abnormalities. Next number, bipolar disorder, never exposed to lesion. Next number, normal size kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, bipolar disorder, diabetes, obesity. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, no EPO treatment. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient, decrease metoprolol to 25 milligrams, check blood pressure at home before further advice. She takes a long list of psychiatry medications, as well as narcotics that might be contributing to blood pressure postural changes. Emotional support provided, end of dictation.